So, Ross, you were mistaken for Australian, but in any event, I got an email from Dr. Rob Zielinski from Australia. He actually, as you can see in the first paragraph, said he's looking out his window, looking at goats, sheep, and llamas swing by. I think that was interesting kind of practice setting. Anyhow, he has a patient who, on EGFR testing, has an exon 20 mutation. He's given the patient chemotherapy because there was that paper coming out saying you don't see responses with exon 20. What he wants to know is, this lady's a non-smoker, should he do ALK testing in this patient? He notes that you don't see EGFR mutations and ALK together, but wants to know, is that also true with exon 20 mutations?
Well, not surprisingly, the data set is almost non-existent. So two things to say. First of all, not all exon 20 mutations are the same. Some do have some small amount of sensitivity. I would suggest he looks at William Powell's My Cancer Genome website, where he'll actually be able to look up the specific mutation and see what the available data is.
So there are different types of exon 20 mutations?
Yeah.
So how do they report it? Like exon, you know, it's like a different kind of exon 20?
Well, so there are usually either insertions in different places. You can get exon 20 point mutations as well.
Interesting.
So T790M is an exon 20 mutation. That's just not the one he's talking about.
Interesting.
So they're reported just like anything else.
Well, what about this question about ALK testing? Do you see both?
So in the initial paper that I showed you from Alice Shaw, they didn't see any overlap between ALK and EGFR, but there have been multiple studies since then, including the Lung Cancer Mutation Consortium, that will see overlapping ALK and EGFR apparently in the same patient, with figures ranging from about 3% up to about 10%. The big debate is, are they in the same cell? Probably not. Are they in different populations in the same patient? Probably. What does that mean clinically? We still have yet to know. So the double mutants exist, but their true natural history remains to be determined. So yeah, what have you got to lose? Send off ALK testing on this patient.
And if you look up on William Powell's website and find it's an exon 20 that doesn't, that means the patient progresses and dies and you never use erlotinib?
No, I mean, you know, it's the real world. And I mean, I think the chances of success with a lot, in the same way that we give erlotinib to people who are wild type, we're just not very optimistic it's gonna do something. I wouldn't let the patient go to the hospice without at least trying erlotinib.
I agree 100%, at least a day on erlotinib before they are enrolled on hospice.
I mean, of course, this is a non-smoker, which I think, you know, makes a big difference. So I'd like to remind you to please fill out your CME evaluations. Come on back here tomorrow night. We're going to be talking about colorectal cancer. And thanks so much to the faculty. Okay.